Powering up essential systems. Booting root C/audio logs. Reviewing previous data cells. Repairing audio files.
A lie? I just like lean over to the door and say, "Oh, Rex, did you tell her about your kidney stones?"
Some people who want to be part of the collective get separated from others who didn't because they just don't know how wonderful we are here. And if anything happens, the blame is here.
And Equality goes, this is where our leader resides. Oh, I'm going to regret doing all these numbers for names. You are Cosmopolitan 9-7589.
I don't even remember my number and you just gave it to me.
Well, hello there. I'm very glad that we are able to make acquaintance.
Okay, I'm assuming I don't actually have kidney stones, and that was just a lie.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the bathroom and just start pretending to yell. Oh, yep.
You're free to try and leave. How do you do that?
Go through the door?
I don't know
where I'm going.
Lost in the city.
I'm lost. I don't know where to go from here.
Are there any, like, random citizen purges that happen here?
Then you all split up.
Wait. Yeah, I'm gonna go looking for Rex.
Okay, so to set the scene from where we came last time, at the end of last episode, we cut right as the cluster view of Bravo, Gregor, Dice, and Golden One, you know, split as the secret police were heading. Well, I mean, not so secret; they're uniformed, but the police officers are headed towards you. And right as that split, we saw Rex enter the like general vicinity. So.
So are we, do we need to actively evade the police at this point, or is this just we scatter and we can meet back up at Golden One's safe house and get planning?
Yes, so you will need to actively evade the police. It doesn't look very good when you run from the cops. All the context that we have right now is that the woman that Bravo talked to ratted on y'all to the guard. The guard looked at you, started to move towards y'all, and y'all just scattered.
That looks so bad. So then I will then let them go deal with their own issues. And I will go and start looking for Rex then.
Well,
okay. So I guess that it's just because I have a little order of operations. So just, who wants to act first? Because whoever acts first, they'll just go through the order of operations first.
I want to act first.
Everyone.
Okay, how about, let's go with the one that I'm most interested in. So Bravo, Gregor, your duo.
Do we each get an action here?
Well, so this is, it's fiction first, so y'all describe how you want to do it and what you want to do, and depending on what you're saying, we'll roll with that for who makes rolls and who does what.
So I realized, rather than just blindly running into the crowd, which is what I originally described and what I was originally thinking about, I think I should look around. I should take stock of where we're at and see what our options are at this point.
So that sounds to me like you're going to read a charge situation.
I would love to read a charge situation.
Alrighty, roll plus sharp.
Okay. That is 9.
A 9. Okay, so on a 9+, you pick on a 9-7, ask one of these questions. I'm just going to,
can I help?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so Bravo is remembering back to his days in the ill-fated rebellion and his place that he grew up in Siliconia, and so he's thinking, okay, crowds are good, but we need to They have a map, right?
Yes.
He pulls out the map and tries to look for ways where they can initially be in crowds, but then quickly duck into an alley as soon as the police don't see them. That's what he's looking for as he reads this charge situation. Or as, okay. as he's trying to help Gregor read it. I got an 8 for help. I'm supposed to do plus hex, and my hex with Gregor is +2.
Okay, so that's a 10? Okay, so Gregor, you rolled a 9 originally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that 9 moves up to an 11. You get to ask 3 questions.
Perfect. I want to know what's my best escape route.
Okay, so you look around, and your best escape route is going to be... It's going to be a combination of winding through the crowd and winding through buildings. There's a lot of little places to sneak through and get up and through, because this is a reclaimed area. But you're going to have to move between the crowd and these areas to avoid detection the best.
Okay. And then what should I be on the lookout for?
You should be on the lookout for reinforcements. This one guard's probably not the only one here.
Okay.
You have one more question if you want to ask it.
I'm not really sure if this is applicable, but who is in control here? Obviously, the guard is a threat, but I mean, what's the bigger picture? What am I missing?
The crowd is in control here. You're surrounded by people, and ultimately, they're the ones with the power because they outnumber you.
Okay.
Alrighty. So now, if you act on any of these answers I've given you, you can take a +1 forward.
All right, lad. We're in a bit of a sticky wicket here. Keep your eyes peeled for more guards. Let's move between the crowd and move into these buildings. Keep low, move fast. We'll be fine.
All right, Grandpa.
I would like to try weaving the way through the crowd, and we're going to head for one of the warehouses that people seem to be moving in and out of. Try to give them the slip.
That sounds good to me. I would like you to make another roll. As we've established, you know, the guard knows y'all, and well, not knows y'all, but has seen you split. So you're gonna need to act under fire.
Okay.
The fire being that the guard is able to follow you.
Okay. Did I read a charged situation there?
Yes, you did. So you're going to take +1 forward on this?
I am going to take +2 because I have perfect instincts.
Ooh.
It's one of my Battle Babe skills, which is good. I am going to need it. Charged situation is cool. Sharp?
Cool. We're doing something under fire now.
Oh, okay. So, cool. I have +3 perfect instincts. I have... +2, which is good because I rolled a 6 total, so that's going to bump us to an 11.
Dang.
Okay, cool. On a 10 plus, you do it. So you're able to... So the guard sees the group of you split. Golden One goes off in one direction. You grab Bravo by the arm and just haul him into the crowd and start weaving and ducking through buildings, and you're able to evade the detection of this one guard. Dr. Dice, what are you doing?
I am now looking for, Rex. So I was thinking that would be, Rita Sitch.
I'm thinking it's probably going to be do something under fire, just because
okay.
Rita Sitch doesn't, it's more like gathering information. You're playing Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Except for instead of a man in a red striped sweater, you're looking for a dude in body armor.
Where's the 7-foot gun lugger?
Where's the scariest looking person I can find here? Okay. So then... Wow. Okay. So doing something under fire. Ooh. Let's see. I rolled a 7.
A 7. Okay. So... Okay, so you look through the crowd. You're thinking, you're presuming. Look, Rex isn't a complete moron. He's got to have figured out that like everyone comes here, and so he's probably here. You look around, you scan the crowd, and you do see him. You see Rex. He's He's across the way, but you can make him out. He's got, you know, he's this big lumbering frame with, he's wearing body armor, and so you're able to pick him out. Unfortunately, this takes you longer than you would have liked to find him, and the guard is right up in your stuff. You've got 10 or 15 feet before he's on you.
Okay. I've got a guard just like coming directly at me.
Yeah, because okay. you're the one who's stayed put, more or less.
Okay. Well, then I have a general idea of where Rex is,
yes.
And I'll just wait for the guard to approach.
So the guard approaches you. He is holding he's holding a truncheon in one arm, and he approaches you and says, where's the newcomer that you were speaking to?
The newcomer I was speaking to, they just left to go and explore a little more of our wonderful city.
They seemed to leave pretty quickly.
Did they? They were definitely in a hurry to head towards, let me pull the map back. Let me find the map really quick. We are currently in the warehouse district, right?
Yes.
Okay. They just went to go explore the warehouse district a little more. Didn't mean to make it seem like we were in a hurry or anything. They were just trying to explore and get to know the city a little better.
The guard eyes you quizzically and says, What were you talking about with him?
Oh, well, I was just talking about some of my favorite things to do. I happened to be one of their medical examiners when they were coming into the city. So I was just talking to them a little bit more to get to know them a little bit better, because I was one of the first faces that they saw, and we just happened to run into each other after work.
The guard looks at you and says, well, if you could do us a favor and keep an eye out for the one in the beanie, there was another citizen here who told me that he was saying some very disturbing things to her, and that I think it would be best if we were able to help him out. And so if you see him around, make sure to point a guard in his direction. We'll make sure to keep this place safe, okay?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I had no idea, officer. we had no idea, officer. Gosh.
All right, could you point me in the direction they went so I can see if I can keep doing my job?
Absolutely.
Let me say that again. I screwed up. I forget this community.
It's we.
The poor, every we're time doing... someone says like a pronoun, I'm like, you guys got to go with the first person plural.
I'm trying so hard. We're trying so hard.
Rex has a brilliant solution to this. Just you wait.
Okay. So the guard looks at you and says, could you point us in the direction that they went? We need to make sure that they don't cause any more damage.
Absolutely. I point in a general circular direction motion that seems very vague, but like kind of the direction they went. We think they went off in that direction. As my fingers kind of like vaguely in somewhat of the direction, but can't really tell exactly which direction.
The guard says thank you and begins moving off in that direction.
Okay, and then as soon as he leaves, I'm gonna book it towards the direction I saw Rex coming from.
Okay. Rex, what are you doing during this entire interaction?
Do I really see this interaction? Yeah, oh, okay, so I don't.
If you're not paying attention for it, I don't think it's something you'll notice, because this isn't a lot of people.
I don't think Rex really notices this. He's kind of just heading towards the bar. He was told that there were some bars in the warehouse district, so he's trying to find one.
Well, so yeah, you're definitely able to find a bar. It's kind of, it kind of opens up to the street. You know, it's, imagine more like a food truck kind of a situation where you've got like the window and it's really just kind of like street side service.
Oh, okay. How many people are out in front?
I'd say there's a solid almost 20 people just kind of milling around out there. Some of them have full drinks in their hands. Some of them have half empty drinks in their hands.
Rex is going to get a drink himself first before he gets to work here.
Okay.
Heads up to the window.
You head up to the window. Okay. The person there who's manning the window says, "Hello. What can we do for you today?"
Howdy there.
It seemed weird that time.
What do you got on tap for today?
Well, we have the finest brew that you can find here in Denu Funk. It is our homemade craft lager that is made from wheat grown right here in the city.
Oh, now that sounds wonderful and locally sourced and grown. I think I'll have one of those.
Alrighty. We can do that for you. That'll be 2 ration cards.
I was waiting for that.
I seem to have left my ration cards at home.
And the person behind the window says, "Well, we seem to have left the lager in the back room, so I guess we're all out of luck, ain't we?"
That is a shame. Okay, well. Right.
Go aggro. Of course. Go aggro.
Ration cards, huh?
Yeah, and so the person sees you. You're just kind of... Are you just, like, standing at the window thinking? Or are you moving away?
No, he's kind of stepped off to the side a bit, so he's not, like, directly in front of the window anymore.
Okay.
He's going to try to look at some of the other patrons, and you mentioned that there were a few with some half-empty glasses?
Yes.
So let's try to find some of those people, some of the ones with the emptiest drinks.
Okay. You spot a group of three people. They're 10 or 15 feet away. They're laughing, they're having a good time.
Let's approach them, yeah.
Okay.
Did they say anything as I approach?
Yes, so as you approach, they're in kind of a triangle, so two of them have their backs to you, but there's one that can see you approaching, and it's a woman. She is she's talking with her friends, laughing, and she interrupts her conversation mid stride to say, "Well, hello there. Look at that. We see the guards are getting new uniforms. This one looks like trash."
Oh.
Well, you know, function over form. Trying to do us is trying to do our best to keep the streets safe. And better armor makes that easier.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
How y'all doing on this fine evening?
One of the other people turns around, so everyone's facing, and you're included in the bubble of the conversation. They go, "Well, you know, we're doing pretty well here. Enjoying ourselves a good homebrewed lager and just enjoying to be off the clock."
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if, you know, a couple of us's over at the guards have heard a couple of unfortunate, you know, I was just wondering if you've heard any news or rumors lately that the guards need to look into. Us is trying to turn a bit more to the public eye to see what us's can, you know, do to help clean up the streets around here a little bit and make sure everyone is safe.
That sounds like you would like to manipulate these people.
Sure. What is that? That is a 10 minus 1, 9.
Okay. So, one of the person who hasn't talked yet, they pipe up and they start saying,
"Well, we don't know exactly how true this is or not, but we've been hearing some things about submarines in the river, and I don't know, we don't know what a submarine is, but we think it's taking all the fish, and we really enjoy fish. So if the guards have some way to protect us from the submarines in the river, then we think that would be something to check up on."
"Oh, now don't you fret. We'll make sure that all the fish in the river stay
with all the verses so that we can keep enjoying our fish. I don't suppose you've heard anything about the, well, never mind. Thank you for, thank you.
They all chorus their little assents. The woman in the back raises her glass slightly.
Submarines, huh?
Around this time, Dr. Dice, around this time you get within like shouting distance of Rex.
I see him talking to these people, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to shout or anything. I'm just going to keep moving up. And when I get close enough, I'm just going to say, ah, there you are.
Ah, Ms. Dice. So, lovely to finally encounter someone that I know again.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that I was able to find you. Oh my goodness, I was worried there for a second. Those kidney stones sounded rough.
Yes, they were.
And I turn to the people and I go, oh, hello, how are you guys doing this how are we doing this evening?
One of them responds, well, we are doing quite well, we would say. Work is work, but we all know that.
We all know that. I know. We know. I don't mean to. I hope I'm not interrupting. We hope we're not interrupting anything here. but we really need to, we were just grabbing our friend here to go and show him around the city a little more.
You're showing a guard around the city?
He's a guard. Yes. He's showing us around the city. Did I say we were showing him? He's showing us.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Let me show you where we're sleeping, because if you don't know where you're sleeping, then you would have some problems. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely correct. Why don't you show us where we are sleeping? Have a wonderful rest of your evening, fellow citizens. Wheeze. I don't know. And I'm gonna leave.
Alrighty.
I kind of lean in to Dr. Dice. Or Rex leans into Dr. Dice. He's like,
Ms. Dash, I've got a problem.
Yes.
I don't have any ration cards for beer.
Yeah, did you get a new name, too?
New name?
A name? You can't go by Rex here.
Okay, I'll go by, Us Four.
Us Four?
Yeah, Us Four.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I think that should work. Okay.
I've been paying attention to the naming conventions. So I think I understand it.
I've noticed. Well, that works for now. You don't know where the housing is.
No idea. I think I might have encountered some of it when I was looking around, but
so
I was mostly just trying to find everyone.
Yeah, when you left the hospital, nobody took you around. They just let you go?
You could say that.
Okay. So I'll take him to the housing district, and kind of get him settled there, okay. I guess. And explain what we're going to be doing after and meeting up at the safe house and everything.
Alrighty. So you take Rex and you get him... you get him. Actually, okay. Now, like, let's play that out. Okay, so you take Rex over to one of the housing silos, warehouses, above ground bunkers, tenements. That's bunk room tenements. I guess same difference, but so you take him over to the housing silo. You go and. And as you enter and you see the office for 1 Equality, 36217, they are the housing coordinator for this building.
Okay, so I'm gonna walk up to Equality. Hello, how are we doing this evening?
Hey, this is Aaron. I play Bravo Niner on the show. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And I just wanted to ask you to, if you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and hit that button and leave us a review if you could. We'd love to hear your feedback, see how we're going so far, what you like, what we can do better. A special thank you to Audionautics and Mackenzie for the music in this episode. And we are excited to have you keep listening. Bye.
So Equality turns to you and they say, "We are doing quite fine. About to clock off."
Oh, yes, yes, it is that time of the evening. Well, before we do, we have just one little request. See, earlier today, we got some new members of the society come in from the outside. And one of our new members here got held up at the hospital a little later than the other two and wasn't able to get set up with some housing. So we were hoping we could do that before you got off the clock for the evening.
That is exactly our job.
We figured.
Where is our new bunkmate?
This is Us Four.
Howdy. Us's name is Us Four.
It will be quite easy to remember.
Indeed.
So, what got you stuck up in the hospital?
Just needed to quickly, you know, pass a quick medical test. It took just a moment longer, but I was fine. Wes's was fine.
Okay. That sounds good to us. We'll show you to your bunk. And so they start walking over. They've got a clipboard and they're just writing down some, you know, like your name and what bunk number it is. And they're just kind of making small talk with you. There's... What brought y'all to this community?
Oh, I'd heard terrible things about this fungus going around, and I'd heard that there was a community that was free from this fungus.
It's we.
We. Us is free from the fungus. Yeah. Sorry, us is still learning how to speak new.
It's his first day.
We all remember our first day. Well, this community is indeed free of the fungus. It is also free of a lot more of the horrible things of the outside world. So, you're going to really enjoy it here.
Really? What else?
Well, I mean, we're free from the horrible individuality that plagued the prior people of this place. We are together. We function together, and we are safe together.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, this is a safe place.
And us's can only help to make it safer. Out of curiosity, what does it take for one to get a job helping out a wonderful city?
Well, everyone has a job helping out this wonderful city. If you don't have a job, you're not in this city. We all work together to function together and stay safe together.
Do us not get assigned jobs, or do we just do what we do best in helping the community?
You'll be assigned a job. If you show special aptitude for something, then you maybe move to a different assignment. But, I mean, It's late tonight. We're not going to do that now. We'll do that tomorrow.
Us just can't wait.
Okay, and with that, you get settled in.
Okay, so after he gets all settled in and stuff, I'm then going to take him back towards the safe house.
With that, we'll swap viewpoints a little bit. Bravo and Gregor, you would have made it to the safe house long before Dice and Rex ever would have. So you get there, you get to the safe house, and you meet up with Golden One before the rest of them. Is there anything you do in the interim?
Can I ask, what kind of clothes do the general people wear? How do they look?
So the general people, they're very working class people. Most are wearing like a heavy duty kind of pant, with, you know, just with solid shoes. Most of the colors are pretty like drab. You know, it's only stuff that can be sourced locally, so you're looking at a lot of like browns or grays.
Okay.
It's not like everyone has a uniform, but just due to like what's locally available, it seems everything is pretty similar. Yeah. The one thing that stands out is the guards. You notice the guards, they have they're wearing button-up kind of style shirts, but the hems have colored stripes on them.
So most of my clothes don't stand out that much. I mean, I'm trying to remember how I described them. I think I was wearing cargo shorts and a pretty plain t-shirt. The beanie, though, I think I said it was like yellow or something. It's like it's not a very, the beanie doesn't fit in very well.
I don't remember what color you said the beanie was, but the beanie itself is not common in this community anyway. So yeah, the beanie sticks out a little bit, especially if it's yellow.
Do people wear hats? Do I see a lot of people in hats?
You see some hats. There's not a ton, but you see like an assortment of hats, some like beat up old baseball caps and a couple of like home fashioned wide brim kind of sun hats.
Do I see anybody wearing like keffiyeh or turban or something like that?
No.
Dang it.
Also, what's a keffiyeh?
It's kind of like a turban.
Okay. Then yes, no, you don't see any of that.
How about any like trapper hats or like Russian hats, you know, like the fuzzy ones that come down kind of cover the side of your face?
You have not seen any of those on your journey.
Okay. I just lean over to, as we're walking, and I'm just talking to Gregor. I say, okay, so I might not know much about interacting with people who haven't been programmed, but I know a thing or two about hiding from the police, and I don't think I blend in very well. They have my description.
Is the warehouse district... is it at all residential, or is it are boundaries between the specific areas very clear cut?
So the boundaries between specific areas, they're not super clear cut, but they are distinct. The way that areas in this city are separated that you've seen so far is basically just it's depending on what's rebuilt and what's not. So like the warehouse district is like a bubble that's been rebuilt, and as you get further to the edges, it's not as good of quality. Same with like the housing district up north. The center of it is good, high quality, and as you get closer to the edges, it starts to degrade more. And those areas where they overlap, the degradation is kind of the barrier.
Okay.
Or the marking.
I was hoping that I could nick some clothes off a clothesline or something like that, but.
I mean, seems you can definitely like go looking. You're just in the warehouse district right now.
Are there shops, or is it... would you need to go to some sort of dispensary in order to get issued clothes?
So there are both. You can find shops in the warehouse district as well as the dispensary. Both options are available.
I see Gregor looking around. I'm like, no. I don't think you understand the problem. Other people don't have hats like this. I don't really know what I'm going to do.
Wait, your port, is it on the side of your head?
Yeah. If I don't have a beanie on, I think I'll stand out even more than if I do. I tentatively and kind of like shyly like lift up the edge of my beanie a little bit to show the like metal cybernetic thing. It extends down to just a little bit above my ear. So it's all across the side of my head on the right side. It's metal, it's not like chrome, but it would kind of reflect sunlight, and there are some like damaged looking ports on it where something could have been plugged in before, but they're not. It doesn't look like it's functioning right now. But that's what my cybernetics look like. But yeah, they go all the way across the side of my head.
We may need to ask the good doctor for some bandaging. You may have to fake a head injury for the next little bit.
Ooh, I like how you think. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. So we subtly make our way over to the safe house. Is the safe house still in the warehouse district?
Yeah. So it's in that dilapidated area between the warehouse district and the manor that y'all got your new names at.
Okay.
It's a, what you do is you're because you have instructions to get there, otherwise you'd just be totally lost. But so you look for the building and you find it. It's got this interesting mural on it from, you know, days long past, and there is a cellar entrance, and that's where you would find the safe house.
As we go past, I point to the mural and I'm like, Gregor, what's that?
Trent, do you have a picture of what it is, or can you roughly describe?
Yes, I can roughly describe. So this mural, it's maybe like two or three stories. Well, it's two stories tall. It covers like the entire sidewall of the building, and it reads on it like discount furniture. Going across, and you see like this weird like cartoon style chair with like a face and like hands that is trying to entice people to come and buy discount furniture.
Gregor, is this a warning? Are there mutants here?
I think it's just some sort of propaganda. I wouldn't worry too much about it. As we approach the cellar, I want to carefully check to make sure that we're not observed before we throw open the shutters and head down inside.
Okay. So that would be reading a sitch.
Okay. Read that situation. That is an 8.
An 8. Okay, so you get, unless Bravo's going to help you, you get 1.
It's an 8, and if I roll a 10 on helping him, he gets a plus 2.
Yes, so if you roll a 10 plus, then it'll go up to a 10 plus on Gregor's sitch roll.
I mean, yeah, I'll help. So it's a 4 plus 2 hex, so it's a 6.
Okay. So, Gregor, you get 1. You get 1 from that option.
I would like to know, what is my enemy's true position?
Your enemy's true position is...
I just want to make sure they're not on the same street.
Yeah, your enemy's true position right now is still in the warehouse district. You've put some distance between them.
Okay, then I duck inside while we're still unobserved.
Alrighty. So you duck inside. It's a sparse area. It was the cellar of a furniture warehouse, and so it's you know, brick walls. It's a little damp. You can smell like a little bit of the like musty mildewy smell. And there's some furniture in here of in various states of repair. Some of it is just absolutely broken in pieces, and others seem serviceable. You see Golden One in here as well.
I lean into Bravo as we come down the stairs, and I just say, they're probably all dead, but if they start moving, open fire. And I throw him a wink that I'm not sure if he really understands.
Do you guys have guns?
I like look at, like feel my pockets just to remind myself that I don't have a gun.
I do have a gun. Am I supposed to not have a gun?
Did you have to sneak it in? Because didn't they ask us about weapons when we first came to this community?
I said I wanted to sneak it.
Yeah, I made a big deal about sneaking in my machete.
Well, I wanted to sneak it, but I figured they were more focused on Rex and his arsenal that he was packing.
Okay. That's convenient.
I will gladly let Trent rule, though. Do I have a gun?
That was totally intentional. What? Remind me what kind of gun you have?
It's a pistol with the tags silencer and extended clip, or semi-automatic. So it's quiet and I don't have to reload.
I think I'll rule that you can... You'll probably have been able to sneak that in. You're able to... Totally. I mean, I totally forgot, and since I'm, I guess, playing every other character in the world, they totally forgot as well, so.
Excellent. No one suspects sorry, the Rex. Grandpa.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was reading something in my rule book when you described us walking in, and I missed something, and Matthew told me something about shooting things. What did I miss when we walked into the safe house?
So I'll describe the safe house again. It's the cellar of this furniture warehouse. And so it's got all sorts of furniture just kind of piled in it haphazardly. Some of it is just totally destroyed. It's in broken pieces, just littering the floor. Others of it still seems usable. Golden One is milling about in here.
Ah, okay. So he's telling me to shoot the furniture if it's alive. Okay.
Shoot the mutant furniture. That's all.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Golden One sees you entering. He goes, "You weren't followed, were you?"
"No, sir."
"Good. How far behind do you think Dice is?"
They can't be too far. Dice is... She knows this area better than anyone, so I'm sure that it can't be too long.
Okay. So y'all have a little bit of time kind of alone with Golden One. Is there anything that you want to do?
So,
I think really I would want to jump right into it, but for the sake of not having to repeat ourselves, I'd probably wait until the whole team is assembled.
Okay, so while you mill about waiting for Dice to come back, Golden One just kind of, he's silent, he doesn't say anything, he kind of busies himself a little bit. There's a table that's got like a little bit of food, it's got like a couple of slices of bread and like a packet of peanut butter or something. He's just making himself a little snack.
I'm so glad the peanut butter survived the apocalypse.
All right, I'm excited. For the first time, we're getting the whole party together.
Yeah. Alrighty, so Dice, are you taking any precautions as you go and lead Rex to the safe house?
Yeah, I'm going to just make sure that we're not being followed and just kind of like, he obviously draws attention.
Yes.
But as we get into some more of like the dilapidated areas that have less people in them, just make sure that there's just not anybody around.
Rex is also pretty good at making sure he's not being followed.
Yes. Okay. Would one of you like to act under fire just to avoid detection?
I would.
Yeah, I was going to say you. I have a minus one to my cool roll, so.
I get to roll hard when I go under fire.
I can help.
Yeah.
That is a 17.
I don't need to help.
Okay, wait.
6, 4, 4 plus 3.
You only roll 2 six-sided dice.
Oh, oops, I'm sorry. I'm so used to rolling 3d6 for GURPS.
He's in GURPS mode.
Okay, that's still an 11.
Alright, yeah, you make it through.
Yeah, no, still don't.
No
yeah,
worries. Still don't need dice to leads help. The way, but Rex is the one who's... He's used to this. You're able to dodge the couple of security guards that you do see along the way, but no one detects you, and you make it there safely.
Okay.
So, Dice and Rex, you enter the safe house. See, Bravo and Gregor, what have y'all done to pass the time between showing up and Dice arriving?
I've been examining the furniture.
Making sure it's not alive.
Do I find anything suspicious? Should I roll?
Yeah, that armchair over there is breathing a bit.
Absolutely. You need... Bravo, roll to read a sitch.
So I rolled a 4. Plus 1 is a 5. So it said, on a miss, ask 1 anyway, but be prepared for the worst. So I'm going to say...
The recliner jumps out at you.
I'm going to say, which enemy is the biggest threat?
Okay, so in your very, very thorough and comprehensive search of this cellar to make sure that none of this furniture will in fact jump out and attack you, you find this large, like, wardrobe almost, like this armoire kind of, just this big thing. It's got this mirror on it. So I guess it's more of a vanity, but you see this big thing. It looks like it's solid wood, but you're poking around it and
thinking, if this you, is a hive, that must be the queen.
Yes, exactly. And so you're poking around it. Unfortunately, in your very, very important investigation of this, one of the legs breaks off and it falls over. Just this.
Oh no, I'm under attack!
Huge crash. This thing smashes down. The mirror just absolutely explodes all over the ground. Bravo.
I take 1 damage.
Okay, okay, so act under fire. The fire is you don't get out of the way in time of this thing falling.
Oh, okay. Do something under fire. I use weird for that. I reflect upon my memory. No, I just move. Okay. All right. What 6 plus weird is 8.
Okay, so
Wait. Am I acting on what I learned when I read the charge situation? Because then it'd be a 9. I'm just kidding. That doesn't work because I failed.
It'd be the same.
Also, ugh. Yeah, 9 is the same as 8.
Yeah, 9 is the same as an 8. Okay, so yeah, so as this vanity falls over, you kind of have this oh crap moment, and it clips you on the way down as you dodge it the way. You'll take 1 harm.
Okay.
And so,
is there some sort of peephole or lookout? I want to check and make sure that nobody heard that. No one's coming to investigate.
Are Dice and I close enough to hear this?
Absolutely. And oh, that's a yes to both.
I under kind of in a hushed shout or a stage whisper, it's Bravo, keep it down. And I want to run to the peephole and check the street.
Alrighty. You do that real quick. Bravo, you took harm, so you'll need to do the harm and healing. You'll need to do the harm move, which is not something we've done yet. Because so far, harm has only been dealt to NPCs.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yes.
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I hit Balf with a beer bottle earlier.
Yep. Okay, so I just pasted the one for harm in the chat. So you'll roll 2d6, but this is one that you want to fail.
Oh, interesting. All right, here we go. Oh, no. I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Why couldn't that roll have come when I was trying to dodge the armoire?
Okay. Okay, so what happens is... So, obviously, you lose your footing and you fall over. But you also, so, Bravo, what you do, what you miss, in this whole clattering, is you just don't comprehend exactly you don't comprehend how loud this crash is. So you fall over and you miss something important.
Okay. In that case, when Gregor said, Bravo, keep it down, I'm like,
Okay, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. A little bit not keeping it down. Remind me how I heal harm.
Okay, so how harm works is you've got this countdown clock on your character sheet. And so any harm before 9 o'clock will heal naturally over time. Any harm after 9 o'clock will get worse over time, unless you're stabilized. Yep. And so you have an angel in your party. They can work to heal your countdown clock. If your countdown clock ever reaches 12 o'clock, aka you filled all 6 segments or have taken 7 harm, your life becomes untenable, and you have to pick one of the 4 options below the clock.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh, cool. Okay, so Dyson, Rex, you hear this just massive crash and this, like, this sound of shattering glass. What do you do?
Immediately on guard, jump to instinct. Rex, like, has his hand, like, inside his armor, ready to grab the machete, and he's, like, looking around wildly, like, to see if anyone else has noticed anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna be kind of doing something, see if that, if anybody else noticed the noise, and continue to move towards it. Continue to move to, like, seem like I'm investigating the noise, if I see anybody else.
There could be something going down inside of the safe house.
I know. I hope they weren't followed.
Okay. So yeah, so y'all are on guard and slowly approaching the safe house, making sure nothing's going on. Gregor, you make it to the peephole and you look out, and you don't see anyone on the street, but you do see Dyson, Rex, like, slowly coming into the field of view of the peephole.
I crack the door and let him inside hurriedly.
I'm gonna immediately. I'm like, are you guys safe? Like, what happened?
What was that noise?
Well, our young friend down there is fighting some mutant furniture, I think.
What?
It's not, it's just regular furniture.
He just knocked something over.
Okay, well, that was terrible. Okay, let's hope that nobody else
heard. I'm bleeding. Anybody cares?
No.
Is he okay?
There's blood.
This is your own fault, Bravo.
On the upside, Bravo, we won't have to fake that head wound now.